This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 11. And if you want to get in on the action with us and see how you match up against DNZ, go to our CBS Pick'em. It's still open. Go to our Instagram profile at Fade Route Podcast. Click that link in bio and join today and see if you can take on DNZ. We missed out on the Thursday night extravaganza that was the Titans and Packers. D and I both had the Titans. So there's that. So woo! We jump right in to Sunday. The 3-7 Chicago Bears go into Hotlanta to take on the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons.
I am taking the Bears.
Yeah, that's pretty. That reaction is exactly what I had too. It's just like, I don't know. But like Tony Romo, Jim, I don't know. I'm gonna take the Bears too, narrowly. These teams are like evenly matched. We'll be kind and say they're evenly matched. The 3-7 Carolina Panthers with Baker Mayfield as their starting quarterback go into Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and the 6-3 Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens
pretty easily. Over under 3 picks for Baker.
Under.
It's gonna be a tough day. Tough day for one Mr. Mayfield. The 3-6 Browns now go into Detroit to take on the 6-3 Buffalo Bills.
Taking the Browns.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett's last week, correct? Or is I believe Mr. Watson is now allowed in the building.
He can practice, but he can't play until after Thanksgiving, I think.
So he's knocking on the doorstep. And this is where Cleveland wanted to be, right? Just kind of hovering in the mix. They're not totally out of it yet. That being said, I'm still taking the Bills. Like, moving to a neutral site definitely opens things up for Josh Allen, and I think that he and Gabe Davis are going to have a few big connections this weekend in the Motor City. The 5-5 Commanders go into Houston to take on the 1-7-1 Houston Texans.
The Commies. Love saying that.
This is tough. It's definitely tough, right? You got some momentum off of knocking off the Eagles. I got to take the Commanders as well. I think Dameon Pierce is still going to have a big game, but Chase Young's going to have an even bigger game, sacking Long Neck at least twice. The 8-1 freshly beaten Philadelphia Eagles go into Indianapolis to take on the 4-5-1 Colts.
Eagles.
This is going to be a beatdown. The Eagles are going to go in there pissed, and the Eagles are going to trounce them handily.
Darius Slay and James Bradbury are licking their chops, knowing that they have Matt Ryan on the other side of that ball.
Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice. The 1 o'clock hour continues with the 6-3 Jets going into Foxborough to take on the 5-4 New England Patriots.
New England.
I'm going with the Pats as well, but I think it's going to be closer than we think. It was only 5 points last time. I'm thinking somewhere in the 3-1 range this go around. The 3-6 Rams come east to take on the 3-7 New Orleans Saints, and Matthew Stafford is out of the concussion protocol.
Yeah, so I am going to take the Saints. They haven't won in a while. Both teams seem like they keep trying to lose. I don't know why the Saints are starting Dalton. So strange.
Yeah. I mean, Jameis Winston is on record saying it hurts his heart that he's not playing. And I kind of don't understand why either. You know, Jameis Winston is better than Andrew Dalton. He should be in the lineup. And yet, he is not. That being said, the Rams are cooked. I'm going to take the Saints as well. The 3-6 Detroit Lions come into MetLife Stadium to take on the 7-2 New York Football Giants.
Giants.
Giants close. Lions play tough. Giants close. A Gano field goal at the buzzer.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour now. The 2-7 Raiders go into the Mile High to take on the 3-6 Russell Wilson-led Denver Broncos.
How could you possibly take them? You have to take the Broncos. You can't possibly take the Raiders for any more games this year.
Other than the fact that it's the Broncos. They both stink. Like, I mean, I'm very tempted to pick a tie. They both suck. The one difference is that the Broncos, their defense actually shows up from time to time. The Raiders apparently don't. I'm going to take the Broncos, but very narrowly and without any confidence. Broncos country. That's right. The 6-3 Cowboys go into Minnesota to take on the 8-1 Minnesota Vikings.
Cowboys.
I'm going with the Vikings. Like, even with Trayvon Diggs. Like, I think that Justin Jefferson is going to have a game. Kirk Cousins is going to do, you know, Kirk Cousins things now. He's now a legend with his chains and his glasses on the flights home. It's crazy. It's amazing to see what the hell has happened to Perk Thuggins, as they like to call him. But big game from Dalvin Cook. That's what I'm expecting. Big game from Dalvin Cook. At least 120 yards on the ground and a touchdown. 4:25 rolls on. The 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals go into Pittsburgh to take on the 3-6 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bengals.
Steelers are no good. Bengals pretty handily. Your Sunday night special flexed into that spot. The 7-2 Chiefs go into SoFi and take on the 5-4 Los Angeles Chargers.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Over under. 2 touchdowns for Kadarius Toney this week.
Over.
I agree. Like, Kadarius Toney is becoming a major weapon, and that looks like a misstep by the Giants. Looks like a major misstep by the Giants. Your Monday night delight coming to you from Mexico City. We're going international yet again. The 5-4 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-6 Arizona Cardinals with Colt McCoy under center again, most likely.
Really? Kyler Murray's
I believe so.
Play. Wow.
I'm pretty sure Colt McCoy is still going to play.
Wow. I'm taking the 49ers.
I'm taking the Niners as well. And even if Kyler Murray was in there, I would take him regardless. I think that the defense plays and the Niners are loaded. They are loaded and ready to roll. So I don't think that Cliff Kingsbury is long for the NFL. Teams on a bye this week: the Jags, the Dolphins, the Seahawks, and the Bucks.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.